What's up, Steeler Nation? We are the Observers, a full house with Grant, Smo, and Chris here to talk about the 6-4 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Finally, beating the Bengals and Joe Flacco. Hopefully we never see him again.
Flacco? I mean, Gosh, you can't put that guy down.
We might have to pick him up for this week.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, well we could I think next year we should just sign him as our backup. And just ensure that we won't play him.
What do you mean? We got WH18. We will need no other quarterback solution whenever we have that motherfucker behind center. Behind Zach Frazier taking snaps. But no, hell of a game. I had a question for you all. You know, the defense, are we accepting them yet? Or are we still like, oh man, we got turnovers?
Well, you have to ask Mo that. I've always accepted them. I said that they would gel. As they played, and you know, true to form, another prediction hits. But there is concern on, you know, it's no secret once Slay got out that it's back, but that seems to be going away again. So who knows?
Dude, Slay's going to start. He's going to be involved in a football play.
It's so gay, dude.
Which is some type of physical contact, and he'll be out, and James Pierre will come in.
First tackle, he needs to go out. Not bad, but maybe like, you know, wind knocked out.
Turf toe.
Turf toe. He'll be out for the season with that shit. But no, like, what do you say? Because guys, no, seriously, like so many people are making a big deal about turnovers. But I mean, dude, that's a part of the game. And it's my voice cracked like shit. It's a part
game.
Of the game.
Fuck game.
That's I'm fucked on that one.
It's still what I don't like is 7-15 on third down. Way too many times where it's way too easy. Like, to me, I consider 3-and-outs a turnover. Like, get off the field.
Really?
First drive, they were like 3rd and 10, and we go at multiple long 3rd downs. Just get off the field. Get off the field. You don't need to rely on a big play because the fumbles don't always bounce your way. Like, things don't – like, well, we've seen it. If they don't get turnovers, they don't win. You're allowed to still win games and not get a turnover.
But, so here's the thing. It's like, if we don't – I mean, we're forcing these things to happen. And also, the NFL has shifted to where it favors the offense. So they're going to convert on 3rd downs. 3rd and longs, I feel like it's going to happen.
I just don't want to be – it's shifted towards the offense, but there's still teams that lead the league in defense. I don't want to be last in yards allowed and points allowed. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to be. That's not the game that I want to play. And that's where we are.
Dude, put some pads on then.
I'd be making the same business decisions as those dudes against Darnell Washington, though.
Fuck, dude. Like a fucking tank out there with hops.
Big man.
How, Grant, whenever that play happened, you said that he is quickly becoming – one of your favorite Steelers. Like, how did you feel in that moment? Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I did. I don't remember what I said. I was just, I think I screamed like pow or something like that. Boy, I think that's what I was going to
say. I was screaming. Did you see that to anyone else in my house?
I do love him. I do love him. I think he will be around a long time.
As a tight end, or will
he'll be a tight end. He won't move the tackle. Too valuable. unless he's going to be one of those like eligibles, like. But and you can't waste his hands and like way he can run at left tackle. Like he can get up the field. He can run, catch, jump.
Yep.
You know. He could do all – like, you can't just stuff him at left tackle and you got a guy that can do all that. But, yeah, I do like him a lot. I'm glad that – I'm glad we got him. I do kind of feel bad for Jonnu Smith.
He's disappeared.
I thought he would be more involved, but he's just not.
Actually, I just went back to the text thread. You said, true Steeler, punish.
Yeah, that is what I said. I remember saying that. Yeah, he's a true Steeler. Just like power football that we used to get from Bettis. And I just love that type of play.
I think so. Something that when we text about these games, our players and stuff like that, it kind of reminds me of Will Ferrell in Kicking and Screaming when he's like, you got to like dominate and hammer them.
You sound like you faded away a little bit.
Oh, I said it reminded me of.
I heard what you said, but I just wanted you to move closer.
Oh, okay, dominate and hammer them.
Yeah, that's how I feel anytime that we slam somebody, get a sack. Like I want when TJ pow drive Flacco, like I like threw stuff. And then he got the penalty. And then it was like, it ruins it.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Even Flacco said it was a good, he's like, that was a great tackle, great hit.
Best ever.
But that's what I mean, how the NFL has just shifted to favor the offense. And like our style of play, it's so frowned upon. We were lucky that Ramsey didn't get a penalty whenever he smacked the shit out of Jamar Chase after he didn't catch that one ball.
Yeah, but we got to evolve. Like, what are we just not going to play in the league anymore? we got to change.
I don't like it. I like Ramsey being in the middle of the field getting to crack people.
You know what I said the other day to somebody? Ramsey's another one. I wish he had like 10 more years with us. But every time, like, I want to talk him up and to be like this badass, like junkyard dog. Like I just, someone will send me the meme of when he was like real sassy. I fucking hate that that's out there. You tell me. I hate that he did that. I hate that. That has to be scrubbed from the internet. That can't be him. That's not our Ramsey.
It's not, and we'll get to – there's plenty of sass to be discussed later on, but there was some drama that happened in this game where Ramsey and Chase got mixed up. I mean, Chase got mixed up with a couple of our guys, you know. Joey Porter was talking shit to him. It seemed like we got into his head. James Pierre had a really nice play on the ball defending him, which could have really shifted the trajectory of the game. And then we had that back-to-back incident with Ramsey and Chase where they got tied up. They're grabbing each other's face mask and then, you know.
Spitgate.
Yeah, Spitgate. Where?
It's no gate. It's on TV.
Right. I don't know. How do you try to lie about that?
I saw his appeal. What they think he'll say is that he didn't hit him in the face.
He would, yeah.
Yeah, he would have spit. If he wanted to hit his face, he could have or something like that. He was just kind of just spitting to spit, but, okay. Like, but not right, at him.
Right in his direction.
Yeah. Like, you know,
do you guys
they
still
fine
spit
Ramsey for
often?
That. I do. I do spit. I spit. I have a weird habit where anytime I go outside, I just spit. I don't even have. And Caitlin brings it up, but I don't even have anything to spit or in my mouth. I just like, as soon
just
as I'm
dry, out, like,
it's just as soon as I'm outside, as soon as I walk outside. Raised. Yeah. As soon as I walk outside,
I don't know that I do it.
I just spit. Anymore. And now Luca and now my kids are doing it.
Yeah. I mean, certainly at Little Knights ball field, there's mountains of my spit.
I mean, I don't ever spit like, like this is just saliva spit, just to like spit. I don't know.
I do it if I'm pissed. Like
now
I'll
that's
spit if I'm
wild.
Pissed off. Like, not at a person, but I'll spit on the ground. And I get pissed off.
I'm pissed. what are you spitting out your snuff?
Fuck, something like that. No, I mean I just get mad. I'll fucking spit on the ground.
Yeah, like, I mean really... spitting. I like Tomlin's reaction to it. Like that was pretty on par for him. Like.
It's kind of gangster. Let's be real.
Just do what you do.
Yeah, yeah. So do what's appropriate.
Yeah. I figured
whatever,
you'd say that.
Whatever comes natural. Some type shit like that.
But, you know, we're how many minutes in? 10 minutes. True to Steelers ball. We've only talked defense. We have an injured quarterback we got to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
What are we rooting for? Who do we want to play? Do you want Rodgers with – I mean, let's go into it. He hasn't looked great. Looks terrified of getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
Mason comes in and does Mason style. Like, he's a great backup. He really is. As Rodgers called him a backup, which was weird. But who do we want to start?
You know, yeah, because of the history. Go ahead, Spo.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm fine with Rodgers playing.
It's hard to say bench Aaron Rodgers for Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I just, like, I hope that he, like, watches some film.
And settles
he's
in.
He's doing the same stuff that, like, when Mason took over for Mitch and Kenny, like, we all thought the line was terrible because Kenny would run into sacks and Mitch
he'd run out
terrible.
The back. Yep.
But then the second that Mason just started sitting in the pocket, the line looked great. And then then everyone on the line was like, oh, like, when you know where the quarterback's going to be, it's much easier to, like, but it, like, Rodgers has been, like, escaping the pocket, bouncing around, putting his head down, like, just stand in and make a throw. And then when he's, like, going out and trying to make throws, like, he threw the one to Janu, but, like, he was kind of, like, half throwing it away and threw it at his feet and, like, just put it on his hands. You had him for 5 yards. I mean, he's, like, missing guys.
They send pictures of Roman Wilson wide open
every week. He is.
Every week he's wide open.
That's like when Mason got in there, he sat in and he just, like, made decisions. He stayed in the pocket and he, like, hit open guys.
But, like, why can't he do that all the time? Like, he always has the bad pick.
Just watch the film. Watch the film.
You just can't trust Mason.
Rodgers just has to trust the line. And that was the difference between he and Mason on Sunday. Yes. Is that Mason trusted the protection. And then what did Mason do? He went right to Roman Wilson. I feel like with Rodgers, something that we end up seeing is that he has his targets. He has his people that he likes. And he goes to them. I think if we start getting those other guys involved, it ends up opening things up. Because let's be honest, DK Metcalf gets jumped. People can be like, I heard people say, oh man, he's not playing like a wide receiver one. Dude, he's getting like the type
and then
of
he gets,
that he's getting.
He gets like, the foul calls on him. I mean, yeah. It's so ridiculous.
We're in desperate need of a wide receiver too. I think establishing Roman, who every time he catches the ball, he's wide fucking open. So we need to get him the ball like and established ASAP so we can open up the rest of the field. Trust the line.
Trust the line. Just make a decision. Like, I've seen too many of the replays, like you said, where there's someone is NFL open. Like, we keep talking about, like, nobody's getting open. I'm like, I'm seeing guys, they're just making the wrong decisions. Like, take what's there. Like, yeah, if you keep hitting Roman Wilson for a free 5 yards, guess what? They're going to start shifting some guys over there.
He was doing that early in the year. Yeah. Rodgers.
He needs to get back to it. Get back to it.
He was just chipping his way at rollouts. Like, I saw a stat that we're 12 and – or I'm sorry. The Bears are 12-1 against us in Chicago.
Yeah, we haven't won there in, what, 30 years?
But we've only played there twice in, like, the last 20-some years.
It sounds like we can jump right into this. They need the boys.
Exactly. It is Observer's Trip Week.
We're on the way.
Chi-Town. We'll be in the building.
The streak ends Sunday.
No.
I'm spitting all over that place. For no reason. Yep, Smo and I get into town Friday. Chris is coming Saturday. He has a race that he has to win or he can't come.
A high rocks. I'm not winning that shit. I'm going to get
smoked.
I'm getting smoked. I'm going to be dead tired. That's why I'm not coming Friday.
Spitting everywhere then.
Fuck yeah. No, I already know. This is going to be a tough challenge. I've never done one before. So it'll be a good time. But I'm ready to get out there with you all. I don't know. What's on the itinerary for Saturday?
Saturday, you're getting in around 10-ish? Around lunchtime? Early morning?
I think I land at 8:30.
Oh, I thought it was 9:45. Yeah, then for you get you settled in, do some sightseeing, walking around, bar hopping a little bit, maybe play a little golf indoors. Then we have dinner at Gibson's, steak dinner.
Gibson's. What's the, is there a dress code for this? We can.
I didn't see a dress code, but I'm dressing nice.
What's nice for you? What's Masontown, PA nice?
Griffin, PA.
I'm wearing it. This is nice. For Mace, for Griffin. No, just like a nice shirt, nice jeans, shoes, okay. Nice shoes. Okay. Not like tie or like jacket or anything.
I'm going to have that shit on. I'm going to tell you right now.
You're wearing a jacket?
Perhaps. I may have a cloak on or something. You know how
they
I
say Gibson's down. Is freaking
the
like
Dallas.
The Gibbs. I was reading reviews and watching videos. And it looks, they bring the steak out to you uncooked. Like they show it to you. Like this.
Oh,
is what
yeah. Bro, Bob's Steakhouse out here. If y'all ever visited me in Dallas,
I'm trying,
audience, I've been telling the observers to come out here and visit me in Dallas. So I've been out here 2.5 years. They ain't been out here yet.
And so, I'm trying to come.
Big Ben was out here in Frisco today or yesterday. He came out here before y'all did. Pissed me off.
I told you the other day, I'm trying to get out there. You're on the list, dude. I coach a list of places, not of people.
What the fuck?
No, Dallas is on my list of destinations.
That's too much true crime right there. You're on a list. Y'all hear this. If I disappear,
I've turned into a
earlier today.
I've turned into a year-long coach of kids stuff. So I don't know how this happened, but I don't like it.
Coaching kids.
Resign.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I'm not doing anything spring, summer. I'll do fall coaching. Which brings a side note, I'm going to be pretty screwed for Steeler games now with this basketball stuff.
Whatever. I'm not even thinking about that. We're going to Chicago and we're talking right. The itinerary. We got dinner. We're going to walk around.
Gibson's, we're going to have to find somewhere after dinner. Has to be a DJ. They have to play Drake. They have to play Waka. They have to. It has to what? Be. They have
Drake,
to play
Waka Flocka.
It has to be
early 2000s.
Everything
Gucci,
I've wanted. Yes.
Set,
yes. It has all to. That. We will find that. If you are a Chicago listener, we know there's a lot of you. You know, drop some recommendations. Where to go? Where to see? Where you want autographs, pictures? We'll do anything.
Where are y'all nail tech? I had to do it.
That's really the itinerary for Saturday. Just there's really nothing. There's everything, but there's nothing but dinner. So we just roll with it.
All right.
Sunday, the game's at noon.
Yeah.
Noon local time.
Yep.
Okay.
I can't wait.
We'll have to tailgate.
When will we crack the first beer?
Well,
I feel like upon waking up, if you don't have a beer within the first 20 minutes of awakening that day, then something is wrong.
Well, I've already scoped out the church I'm going to. So after mass, I'll be happily crack a beer. Maybe I'll plant one outside of the church so I can walk out and grab it.
Will you bring us back a six pack or what?
My church is online, yeah. But it doesn't start to like, it like would mess up. I'm not going to be able to like, do mine, but
yeah,
anyways,
I'll grab you some of the holy bread if you'd
they're
like.
They're not gonna fucking. They're not gonna be open for you to buy beer at that early. We'll just have it before. But are we going to a tailgate? An actual tailgate?
Are we still recording the episode?
Yeah. Of course, we're gonna find a tailgate.
Professionals.
Find a tailgate. I didn't know if we were just chatting.
Please
edit
that out.
This feels chatty. yeah, we might do terrible tailgate or, you know, just, you know,
find our people.
Free ball. Yeah.
With where what the are we hotel gonna do? Is at, are we able to walk to the stadium from where we're staying?
I believe so.
Let's not say where we're staying in case we have unruly fans.
So we're going to have to walk. Out. Fortunately, the city is being cleaned up, so we're able to evade the bedlam and squalor that has run rampant.
We're going to want to go. We're going to do the Gibsons in the south side across from the O Block for sure. Mm. That was highly recommended.
Yes.
By ChatGPT?
Yeah.
We're supposed to take blue bandanas over there?
Yeah. Blue or red, your pick.
Gotcha.
What was I going to say? Any predictions for the game?
All right. Smo, you go ahead. I got something to say about this one.
Oh, before we do that, Smo said, as a lore to get me on air, he has a question that he needs both observers to answer.
I need to know if the thing in the background back there, are turnover chains still a thing? Do I need to pack this?
Oh, yes, dude. You want to bitch about it so much. Fuck yeah. You need the turnover chain.
Turnover chain that he doesn't want turnovers because he wants just three and outs.
You are going to be...
Turnover's bad, three and outs good.
So yes, I bought definitely. That where? In Atlanta? A parking yes, lot in Atlanta?
Where
Atlanta.
Else would you get that shit?
Somehow I have one now. I think Luca got one for Christmas or somewhere. But do I need to pack my big hat?
You won't wear it, coward.
I can't wear it. It does not fit. Okay.
That's right.
We've been over this.
Your head was too big.
My head is too big. I was talking the other day. I might carve it out some. But,
does it pack?
No. I'm just kidding.
Just wear it on the plane.
Wear it everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. But yes, definitely bring the turnover chain.
All right. All right.
But we haven't even talked about the Bears at all, what we've seen out of them.
All right, quickly on the Bears. I've seen they are take the longest to get rid of the ball.
Yep.
In the league, last in the league to get rid of it. And we're the fastest to get there. So something's got to give.
The thing
they
is,
they take the ball away more than anyone. They're plus 16 in turnovers.
Don't love that formation starting. I actually hate that.
But they are praying also 26th in the league in points allowed, 27th in the league in yards allowed. They're very much a Bengals, all offense, no defense type
okay.
of thing.
Okay.
They're run first. And then the thing with Caleb holding on to the ball for a long time, he is, you know, you could call him like a little Cordell Stewart-ish. He's athletic. And he also has...
Is that a gay joke?
Yeah. And
that's a good one. That's good. A Cordell tie?
Yeah.
Well done.
I was going to say there's accusations, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that was great.
He's a great athlete, so he's running around with the ball. Our thing is not letting him get outside and then pick up first downs, extending drives with his legs. So that's going to be, you know, a key for us. But here's the thing. When you look at some of these games where we did force turnovers or that we have won when maybe we weren't necessarily expected to, we have beaten division leaders. The Bears happen to be leading the NFC North. So you think Patriots, AFC East. You think of who's the other one? The Colts, AFC South. You know, we rise up to those games. So I have a feeling with the observers in attendance that we will once again rise up, go get a dub. And I am thinking we put up around 27 on them. And they will probably muster up 17.
That's not bad.
Mm.
What I do like, one thing worth calling out with their 7-3 NFC North.
A lot of fourth quarter wins, right?
A lot of – let me just give you a quick look at the schedule. They played the Vikings twice. They beat them by 2, lost by 3. We played the Vikings. We understand what they're about. Average football team at this point. They lost to the Lions, so a good team, blew them out 52-21. They beat the Cowboys, losing record. They beat the Raiders, losing record. Beat the Commanders, losing record. Beat the Saints, losing record. Lost at Baltimore to Tyler Huntley. Beat the Bengals, terrible team. Beat the Giants, terrible team. They have beaten no good teams.
So they are
Steelers, Eagles, Packers, Browns, Packers, Niners, Lions. They could easily still finish like 8-9 with that slate.
So they're last year us. Yeah.
To an extent. So, I mean, they've got minimal defense, need to rely on the offense, but the offense has eaten against some bad teams.
We just got to stop the run and then make Caleb beat us.
I think you would like him to beat you. I think that this game I think that this is going to be a relatively low scoring game for whatever reason. I think I'm going to say 13-10
Good
Steelers.
Grief.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I can't take that. Won't be fun. Honestly, you know what I'm going to have to. Smo, did you give a score yet?
No, I'll say. I do think we're one of the better teams that they're going to be playing, that they've played against this year. They're 29th in the league in yards allowed per rush. Like, this is a game where we could establish the run and keep them off the field and keep it a little low scoring. But I think something like a, like, they're really bad defensively. Like,
But you put Slay in there for us, back in there. That hurts us.
I understand, but they gave up 52 to Detroit, 42 to Cincinnati. Like, they give up some points, man. Like, a lot of yards, a lot of points. I think we come out victorious. Let's say, like, 27-21, something like that.
So, three predictions of dubs. I like it. You know, one thing I'm thinking about is, like, in the crowd, because you guys always worry about me getting into altercations with fans, going to Walmart, anything.
Grandmas.
I don't remember that, but whatever. So the thing is here is being respectful to our opponent. If he ever makes a mistake, if he flails, there's something like, you know what I mean? Like, really demonstrative out of this individual. And, you know, just finding... like, holding my tongue is going to be one of the life challenges I will face. So from a maturity perspective, we'll see how much I've grown.
Well, we'll just have to see who's sitting around us. If it's a kid or, you know, anyone under five, anyone over five is fair.
If we get out to it, if we take the ball and score first, it's going to be no holds barred with this guy. Guaranteed. Standing on the seat, bouncing,
Boz.
Around.
Boz, I'm not trying to get that guy's attention, but
all right, that's it. Here we go.
Yeah. You see that?
this is it. What, you don't like America?
I pay my taxes. I pay my taxes. All right, boys. See you in Chicago.
Oh my gosh. All right, y'all. Observers out.